Samantha, dear, I hope you're feeling fine. And it won't be long until I'm with you all the time. But until then, I'll spend my money up right down to my last dime. We gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Call in Baton Rouge, sweet Baton Rouge, my Baton Rouge. Oh.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Pope Francis did not celebrate Easter Mass, but the pontiff did appear to bless thousands in St. Peter's Square.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buona Pasqua.
A happy Easter message. He read his full Urbi et Orbi greeting in Latin as he continues his recovery from double pneumonia. Before his appearance, the Pope met briefly with Vice President J.D. Vance, saying the two exchange Easter greetings. Also in Rome, the U.S. and Iran say there's been progress in talks between President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff and Iran's foreign minister. More talks are set for this week in Oman. Another area of U.S. diplomacy, the Ukraine-Russia war, and Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a 30-hour Easter truce, but Ukraine says attacks have continued. Easter also brings a severe weather threat for over 12 million people, mostly severe thunderstorms and heavy rain. This is ABC News.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA Playoffs. The Bucks essentially blown out by the Pacers in Indy. Game 1, the final 117-98. The Pacers were up by 24 points in the fourth quarter. After the game, Doc Rivers did not mince his words.
I thought our offense was awful. I thought our offense contributed as much to our defense as anything. We just didn't play the way we've played during the stretch offensively. And I thought we had a lot of missed shots, which allowed them to have a lot of breakouts. We had our mistakes defensively, too. They were shooting 60%.
Game 2 is Tuesday night. Baseball. Brewers losing to the A's 3-1. Despite the loss, manager Pat Murphy asked if he thought right-hand pitcher Chad Patrick is gaining confidence as a starter.
I would think so. That's a good, really good lineup, and he pitched really, really well. He pitched out of a jam. Yeah, I thought he was spot on tonight. He pitched well enough to win.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the upper 20s. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, nice day ahead though, highs to the upper 50s. Then some showers move in for Sunday night, a rainy Monday, temps stuck in the 40s and breezy. Currently it's 26.
Make a difference. Become a CNA. Park Manor in Park Falls announces that their nurse aide training courses are resuming, and class pre-registration deadline is April 28th. This program offers 100 hours of self-paced online learning combined with hands-on, on-site clinical training. Upon successful completion, those who join the Park Manor team will enjoy competitive wages along with bonus opportunities based on employment commitment. Park Manor is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility dedicated to exceptional care for short-term rehab and long-term residents. Spots are filling fast. Reserve your place today. Email TawnyM@parkmanorwy.com. That's T-A-W-N-Y, TawnyM@parkmanorwy.com, or call 715-762-2449. Park Manor, where you can make a difference.
This week on Viewpoints.
These were just summer rainstorms that had way more water than anyone could have expected and ended up just absolutely inundating big parts of the state.
Is anywhere safe from climate change anymore? Then, we vacillate in this country and have for, 150 years on rehabilitation versus punishment.
How several states are experimenting with new forms of juvenile rehabilitation. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Anywhere else, Tuesday is just, well, Tuesday. But if you're at KFC, Tuesday is $10 Tuesday, which means you can get 8 hot, juicy drums and thighs for just 10 bucks. Let me say that again. 8 pieces of hot, juicy original recipe chicken, hand-breaded in 11 herbs and spices, all for just 10 bucks every Tuesday, only at KFC. Guess Tuesday isn't just Tuesday anymore. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary, tax, tips, and fees extra.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
People used to think they could outrun climate change, move north, head inland, get away from heavily forested regions. But the truth is, there's no hiding from it anymore. The last decade was the hottest ever recorded. And with that heat came change, fast, unpredictable, everywhere. Flooded subways in New York, wildfires choking the air in Los Angeles, snowstorms in towns that don't even own snowplows. These aren't one-offs, they're stacking up, and they're changing how we live.
Climate change has historically, for the past few decades, been something that we're thinking about in terms of future impacts. But the reality is that we are seeing the effects of climate change in our daily lives every day, whether we know it or not.
That's Anna Weber, a senior policy analyst on the Climate Adaptation Team at the Natural Resources Defense Council. According to U.S. Census Bureau data, in 2022, 3.2 million U.S. adults were displaced or evacuated due to extreme weather-related events. Fast forward to 2023, and more than 500,000 of these people were still living in limbo. The increased frequency of these extreme weather events has more Americans feeling anxious. The hard truth is, there's no guaranteed safe haven. The impacts may look different from place to place, but no community is completely unaffected by the rising number of natural disasters.
It's not just major disasters. It's also things like, if you live near the coast, high tide is getting a little bit higher with climate change. And that might mean that you have to leave a little earlier for work because there's flooding on the roads certain days of the month and it makes traffic worse. It might mean that it's a little bit warmer for a little bit longer in the year, every year, and your local school district has to update its elementary schools because they didn't used to need air conditioning, but now they do. And it might mean that the way that your job operates is changing. If you work in agriculture or construction, or even people who work indoors who are facing higher temperatures. There's a lot of small ways that we might not immediately think of as being tied to climate change, but they all add up to really big effects that we're seeing across basically all aspects of our society.
One shift is that many places are dealing with weather patterns they've never seen before. This has wide-ranging effects on the local economy, tourism, emergency preparedness, and more.
For example, some places are more prone to large wildfires. Some places are more prone to strong hurricanes. Some places are more prone to heat waves, and so on and so forth. So part of what is important is understanding what the risks are in your location and what you can do to be prepared for those risks. One thing, though, that I will mention is that when we're thinking about the effects of climate change, sometimes these hazards, these dangers are shifting, and you might basically be getting other people's weather in a certain sense. So maybe you didn't used to have to worry too much about heat waves in Portland, Oregon, or Seattle, Washington. But as we've seen in recent years, there have been really serious heat events happening in those locations. Or maybe you didn't used to have to worry too much about drought or about fire. But changing conditions mean that those hazards are now happening in places or with frequencies or intensities that we haven't seen before.
Weber believes that at this point we can no longer rely on past information to make decisions about the future. We have to think about what the climate is like now and use that to inform how and where we live. And looking to the future, lowering carbon emissions will be an important part of mitigating the impact of climate change. But this requires complex policy implementation by federal, state, and local governments before it's too late to change course.
We are at a point of no return when it comes to climate change. And globally, we need to work together, you know, as countries to lower these emissions, because if we reach a certain point of temperature change, I think it's 1.5 degrees Celsius, it seems really small, but we're talking about irreversible, catastrophic impacts of climate change.
That's Kiera Rutherford, Director of Partner Engagement at the Climate Action Campaign. Rutherford highlights some of the climate policy progress that the Biden administration made. This includes the Inflation Reduction Act, the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, and working with the Environmental Protection Agency to lower climate change-causing emissions. Speaking of previous administrations, President Richard Nixon created the EPA in 1970 amid a public outcry following events like the Cuyahoga River fire and an offshore oil spill in California, which brought attention to water pollution issues and heightened environmental awareness. Fast forward to today, and we're seeing a big rollback in climate policy and funding. Over the last few months, President Donald Trump has withdrawn from several international climate agreements, like the Paris Accord, a key initiative driving global cooperation against climate change. The current administration is also focused on expanding the fossil fuel sector. There's been efforts to revive stalled pipeline projects and expand oil and gas leasing. Lastly, environmental reviews and regulations have been scaled back, making it easier for fossil fuel development to move forward. Weber and Rutherford's respective organizations, among others like the ACLU and Earth Justice, are at the forefront of pushing back against these large-scale rollbacks through litigation and public education. One important perspective is reframing the notion that natural disasters are actually natural.
Climate disasters are happening every day. One thing, you know, in the federal climate advocacy space is trying to make sure folks are understanding the connections between pollution and climate change and extreme weather events. We're kind of stopping the language of natural disasters because a lot of the things that are happening we know are linked to pollution, like tailpipe emissions, for example, was the highest cause of climate change causing pollution.
In other words, we're in this together, and progress when it comes to climate change needs to be intentional and consistent. Weber emphasizes that there's no magical safe haven where people are 100% protected from these changes.
It can be hopeful to try and determine whether there's going to be places that are less affected by climate change and think, oh, maybe I can move there. Or use some of the lessons that they're using there to, you know, help me where I live. And so you might see articles that talk about places like climate havens, for example. But I really want to caution people away from that kind of thinking, both because there's no such thing as a place that is unaffected from the impacts of climate change. And all of those places, even if they may be less affected by things like major fires or major hurricanes, are still seeing their own impact. What I want to encourage people to do is think about how to be prepared for and resilient to challenges that their own communities are facing, instead of thinking about a place where you can go to be magically safe from climate change, because unfortunately, those places just don't exist.
You can find more resources on this topic by visiting nrdc.org, actionclimate.com, and viewpointsradio.org. To find out more about our guests, Anna Weber and Kiera Rutherford, also head to viewpointsradio.org. This story was written and produced by Star Rock. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, keeping kids out of the revolving door of lifelong incarceration when Viewpoints returns.
The new KFC Dunkin' Bucket with juicy original recipe tenders, new mashed potato poppers, crispy fries, plus three sauces that fit right on top of the lid, so you can dunk anywhere. You can dunk at the game. Dunk while security points to the no outside food sign.
and dunk as 20,000 people watch you and your Dunkin' Bucket get removed from the stadium. Dunk almost anywhere with the new $7 KFC Dunkin' Bucket, or get the double Dunkin' Bucket for $25. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Whether your Easter plans have you stepping out on Sunday or hosting a group at home, Macy's Easter Sale has great deals on everything you'll need to celebrate. Like 50% off dressy brunch looks to level up your whole family style. And 50 to 60% off hosting must-haves like the classic Butterfly Meadow Collection from Lennox. But don't miss out, because just like an Easter egg hunt, there's so much to discover. But you gotta move quick. At Macy's Easter Sale, today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Anywhere else, Tuesday is just, well, Tuesday. But if you're at KFC, Tuesday is $10 Tuesday, which means you can get 8 hot, juicy drums and thighs for just $10. Let me say that again. 8 pieces of hot, juicy original recipe chicken, hand-breaded in 11 herbs and spices, all for just $10 every Tuesday, only at KFC. Guess Tuesday isn't just Tuesday anymore. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary, tax, tips, and fees extra.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes. So it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
When Marianne Atkins was 6 years old, her drug addict mother became incarcerated. The child was sent to live with her estranged father, who also had a drug problem. He regularly withheld food and locked Marianne in her bedroom. Neighbors often complained to the police about her screaming when he beat her. Authorities finally removed Marianne from the home at the age of 10 and placed her in foster care. But by that time, she was severely traumatized, both physically and emotionally, which negatively affected her behavior.
Like standing on top of a table screaming or stealing other kids' lunch. Things that are red flags. And so why didn't foster care work? Number one, the setup she was coming into the system with.
That's Claudia Rowe, a journalist with the Seattle Times and author of Wards of the State, The Long Shadow of American Foster Care. She's reported on juvenile justice, child welfare, and public schools for years, and says that the foster care system doesn't focus on the crucial issue of early emotional bonding.
In my reporting for this book, what I saw again and again as really formative is the system's discouragement of bonds, of bonding, of attachment. It's designed for kids to move around. If they're not going to be adopted by a foster parent, they're going to move to another home. And the foster parent, too, withholds a certain kind of affection. You know, they have to, because they know the child will be moving on. Their own heart, right, is at risk. So I certainly talked with foster parents who say, I love the kids, but I have to protect myself. I don't want them to call me mama anymore. Call me auntie, just to create that divide for themselves.
Rowe says this lack of emotional attachment means that foster kids don't weather the storms of frustration, humiliation, or impatience that occur in all our lives. They haven't been able to cultivate the emotional reserves necessary to do so. This means that instead of working through these feelings, these kids lash out at whomever or whatever is close by. Marianne was no exception. Her behavioral outbursts eventually escalated to violence. At age 16, she killed a 21-year-old man and was charged and convicted as an adult. She received a 19-year sentence for the crime. But many experts wonder whether adolescents, whose brains are not yet fully developed and who've dealt with traumatizing events since childhood, should be sentenced as adults.
Everybody is sort of searching for the answer, right? What is the answer? I mean, we vacillate in this country and have for 150 years on rehabilitation versus punishment. And I think the question is, where does that balance land and where does it work? And it depends what you mean by work, right? It depends what your goal is.
And the stakes are high for juvenile offenders. Is a young person's life worth rehabilitating? This is a question that lawmakers in six states, California, Montana, Oregon, Wisconsin, Washington, and Utah, say the answer is yes. Legislators in these states have ruled that minors who commit violent crimes, even murder, will not head to adult jail. Instead, these young offenders are placed in juvenile rehabilitation centers until they reach 24 years of age, or, as in the cases of Washington State and Utah, 25. During this period, they'll receive regular therapy and higher education opportunities. Marianne was one of the first benefactors of this new law when it was passed in Washington State back in 2018. Roe says that after 4 years in juvenile rehabilitation at Echo Glen Children's Center, Marianne's transformation was profound.
More thoughtful, less withheld and guarded, less constantly angry. She could laugh. She could express herself. And I think most important, she could express herself with words. She could advocate for herself and for other foster youth, speaking to lawmakers. This was so radically different from the red-faced, sobbing, gasping girl who I saw in court.
Roe attributes that transformation to the long-term stability and safety Marianne experienced for the first time in her life.
This time at Echo Glen was really the only point in her life where she was safe, where she knew she was safe, where she would be fed. She knew she was not going to be cold and on the street and potentially at somebody's mercy.
During those 4 years, Marianne had one case manager. In foster care, however, caseworkers, social workers, foster parents, and psychologists rotated out of her life without warning. But that stability ended when Marianne aged out of juvenile rehabilitation at age 25 and was sent to adult prison.
Seems like maybe all the growth that you've enabled through juvenile rehabilitation is going to be erased when you just send these people right back into prison. This law is fairly new, and it's been a quite rocky rollout, and I would say that there's a lot of adjusting going on now. So that question, does this make sense to provide for people who are going back into prison? That question is definitely in the air. When I asked this question of the authorities, I would hear all the time, well, the tools that a young person gets in juvenile rehabilitation will make their time in prison better.
She says Marianne isn't doing well in adult prison, but that she's holding on as best she can. But so are the victim's family, who miss the loved one she killed.
The experience of a victim's family, in this case, their wound, cannot be forgotten or minimized. Does taking away a young person's life satisfy that wound? I think it's a little early to say in the case of Marianne and her victim's family.
But Roe has reported on other teen homicide cases and has been moved by victims' families who would choose rehabilitation for the adolescent offender over adult prison.
I'm thinking of this one mom in particular. Her daughter was 14. Her daughter's killer was 13. He got an adult sentence in the 1990s during the super predator era. He went away for 20 years. And I went back to that girl's mom. And she was broken by the whole thing, including that. She didn't want that kid's life to be taken away at 20 years in prison. He didn't come out till he's in his mid-30s. She didn't feel good about that either. We are all sort of groping our way toward a better answer.
What does seem to be working in the youth rehabilitation program are smaller facilities that operate more like secure group homes and house 20 to 30 youth.
We need something for this sort of emerging adult age, that 18 to 25-year-old zone where brains are still forming, change is still possible, and you don't want to lock in really sort of antisocial behaviors by sending that young person into an adult prison environment where all they are doing is sort of bulking up in defense. We are not there. I will tell you, we are working toward a solution as a country. We are not there.
Claudia Roe's book, Wards of the State, The Long Shadow of American Foster Care, is available now online and can be requested through your local bookstore. To find out more about our guests this week, visit viewpointsradio.org. This segment was written and produced by Polly Hansen. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson. This segment is sponsored by Capital One. Banking with Capital One helps you keep more money in your wallet with no fees or minimums on checking accounts and no overdraft fees. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One, N.A., member FDIC.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
The new KFC Dunkin' Bucket with juicy original recipe tenders, new mashed potato poppers, crispy fries, plus three sauces that fit right on top of the lid, so you can dunk anywhere. You can dunk at the game. Dunk while security points to the no outside food sign. And dunk as 20,000 people watch you and your Dunkin' Bucket get removed from the stadium. Dunk almost anywhere with the new $7 KFC Dunkin' Bucket or get the double Dunkin' Bucket for $25. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Whether your Easter plans have you stepping out on Sunday or hosting a group at home, Macy's Easter Sale has great deals on everything you'll need to celebrate. Like 50% off dressy brunch looks to level up your whole family style. And 50 to 60% off hosting must-haves like the classic Butterfly Meadow Collection from Lennox. But don't miss out, because just like an Easter egg hunt, there's so much to discover. But you gotta move quick. At Macy's Easter Sale, today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is Viewpoint Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Small business owners across the U.S. are feeling the pressure as President Trump's tariffs threaten their bottom line. From small grocery stores to clothing boutiques to local mom and pop shops, owners are having to make some tough decisions. Either absorb the extra cost or pass them on to customers and risk losing business. The reality is that many small retailers rely heavily on imported goods and materials, but with rising tariffs, the prices are quickly becoming unsustainable. Unlike large corporations, smaller shops don't have the resources or flexibility to quickly shift production or negotiate better deals. Oftentimes, they're charged a higher price for these goods to begin with because they're not buying as much inventory as a big box retailer like Walmart or Target. Now, as prices rise, owners will need to make up the difference somewhere. This can mean raising prices for customers, cutting back on staff, or reducing store hours. You might be asking, why can't owners try to supply their own stores with made-in-the-USA products and avoid these tariffs? Every case is different, but building new inventory streams can take years to set up. For a small clothing or gift shop, it may not be financially possible to move manufacturing to the U.S. and pay for increased rent, labor, materials, and more. And for restaurants or grocery stores, many of their products are simply not grown in the U.S., leaving no choice but to take on the added cost of tariffs. Zooming out, this isn't just about higher price tags. It's about the health of local communities. Small businesses are often the heart of neighborhoods, creating jobs and driving local economies. Hopefully, these places will be able to weather the political storm. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. Netflix's latest TV sensation is an unlikely candidate I don't think any of us saw coming. The show is called Adolescence, and it tells the gripping and devastating story of a 13-year-old boy arrested on suspicion of murdering a female classmate. Each of the four episodes of the British crime drama cover a different aspect of the case. The first episode is an arrest. The second is about investigators looking for clues. The third shows a forensic psychology interview, and the fourth depicts the case's impact on the boy's family. While true crime series have dominated the charts in recent years, Adolescence is something different. First of all, it's not true. But second of all, it's not so neat and tidy. Most true crime series have years worth of case files to explore, and often they have a neat resolution, a trial, a verdict, a devoted investigator who won't let it go. Adolescence instead lays bare the stark and unsettling toll that a brutal murder case can take on a whole community of people. And again, the show is an absolute sensation. Within its first 24 days, Adolescence became the fourth most popular English language season of TV in the history of the Netflix platform, with more streams in less than a month than juggernauts like Stranger Things Season 2 and every season of Bridgerton. While I can't fully account for why so many people are flocking to such a story, I can say that the series intelligently navigates a number of pressing cultural issues facing Britain and America today. Namely, Adolescence discusses the role of internet influencers on young boys, the difficult-to-understand world of social media, and masculinity in the digital age. With excellent scripts from co-creators Jack Thorne and Stephen Graham, an amazing approach where every episode is filmed in a single take, as well as stunning performances from Graham himself, newcomer Owen Cooper, and really the entire cast, Adolescence is a show likely to stay with you for a long while after its brief runtime. I'm Evan Rook.
Anywhere else, Tuesday is just, well, Tuesday. But if you're at KFC, Tuesday is $10 Tuesday, which means you can get 8 hot, juicy drums and thighs for just $10. Let me say that again. 8 pieces of hot, juicy, original recipe chicken, hand-breaded in 11 herbs and spices. All for just $10 every Tuesday, only at KFC. Guess Tuesday isn't just Tuesday anymore. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary, tax, tips, and fees extra.
It's me, Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. I see those dry elbows, baby. But don't worry, get moisturized right in the shower. So hydrated, you can skip the lotion after.
Don't want to see it dry no more. Skin so moisturized with Body Wash.
Look at you now. No more dry skin. Your skin gets the moisture it craves with
Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Gobble up big savings at Bader's Sports Center just in time for your spring turkey hunt. Pop-up blinds from Rhino and Double Bull. Camouflage clothing from Scentlock and Game Hunt. Decoys from Montana Decoy Company and Primos. And a large selection of mouth calls, slates, and box calls. Buy a new shotgun from the inventory between now and April 30th, 2025 and receive a box of ammunition for that gun for free. Yes, we said free. Sale limited to in-stock inventory while supplies last. Bader's Sports Center, 262 South Lake Avenue in Phillips, right next to Pick and Save.
Over 30 years, Len Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter. Literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
What's the best way to refresh your spring wardrobe? Easy. Just come into Macy's and meet with one of our free personal stylists. They're experts who know more than just the latest trends and styles. They know how to find the looks, fits, and sizes that are perfect for you. Even better, get an extra 20% off purchases at your first session. So book your free appointment in-store or at Macy's.com/personal stylist and walk out with a whole new spring wardrobe at 20% off. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
98Q Country.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children. Northwood's
weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the upper 20s. Increasing clouds for tomorrow. Nice day ahead, though. Highs to the upper 50s. Then some showers move in for Sunday night. A rainy Monday. Temps stuck in the 40s and breezy. Currently, it's 26.
98Q Country. 98Q Country.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back, where I sit alone, think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. To watch your broken dreams dancing in out of the beams of a neon moon. I think of two young lovers running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart she'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Sad song seem to say what I think, and it's heard inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon.
I know it's a drag, I know it's a grind, I know that a dollar ain't worth a dime. trying to keep up with the Joneses at the end of the block. I know you get tired, I know you get down, I know you get sick of the soul-sucking town. But let's make a little lemonade if lemons is all we got. 'Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me. I never gotta wonder where my honey be. I ain't saving all my sugar for a Saturday night. 7 days a week I got an appetite. Sunsets like a tangerine. Let's find a road we've never seen. Don't waste another mile or a minute not kissing me. Life is short, make it sweet. Open sky, glimpse of heaven. Take the top off the CJ7. Let that surfside sand and a wind mess up your hair. Let that windshield frame the ocean. Radio keep coast to coasting. If we don't get where we're going, baby, I don't care. I'm already there. 'Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me. I never gotta wonder where my honey be. I ain't saving all my sugar for a Saturday night. 7 days a week I got an appetite. The sunset's like a tangerine. Let's find a road we've never seen. Don't waste another.
Lady A.
Hey y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98Q Country.
She said, I seen you in here before. I said, I've been here a time or two. She said, hello, my name is Bobby Joe. Meet my twin sister, Betty Lou. We're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place. And if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. And if you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I still hang out with my best friend Dave. I've known him since we were kids at school. Last night he had a few shots, got in a tight spot, hustling a game of pool with a couple of redneck boys, one great big bad biker man. I heard David yell across the room, hey buddy, how about a helping hand? I said, Dave, I ain't as good as I once was. My, how the years have flown. But there was
time, back in my prime, when I could really hold my own. If you wanna fight tonight, guess those boys don't look all that tough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I used to be hell on wheels back when I was a younger man. Now my body says that you can't do this, boy, but my pride says, oh yes, you can. I ain't as good as I once was. That's just the cold, hard truth. I still throw a few back, talk a little smack when I'm feeling bulletproof. So don't double dog dare me now, 'cause I'd have to call your bluff. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. May not be good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin, 'cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know. George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. She's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably. Sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas.
Q Country.
Bobby played his guitar on the harder side of town, where it's hard for a poor boy to find the money. He had dedication, he had the heart and soul, somehow knew he was born to play. People said, get a real job, support your family.
no future in the road you're taking. He never said a word, the dreamer just kept on. Late at night you could hear him sing. One of these days I'm gonna break these chains. I'm gonna be somebody someday. You can bet your hard-earned dollar I will. The road was a struggle, it took him 10 years to the top. Now he's number one on the stage and the radio. Still he can't believe how people come from miles around, when it seemed like only yesterday. He would say, I'm gonna be somebody. Front row singing. It was a sandy-haired river boy with the same old hungry eyes. He looked up at Bobby and said, I'm gonna be somebody.
Cruising through this dream without you.
rider beside me, singing to the radio.
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love
98Q Country.
She put him out like the burning end of a midnight cigarette. She broke his heart. He spent his whole life trying to forget. We watched him drink his pain away a little at a time, but he never could get drunk enough to get her off his mind until the night he put that bottle to his head and pulled the trigger and finally drank away her memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength he had to get up off his knees. We found him with his face down in the pillow, with a note that said, I love her till I die. And when we buried him beneath the willow, the angel sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la. La 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 la.
The rumors flew, but nobody knew how much she blamed herself. For years and years, she tried to hide the whiskey on her breath. She finally drank her pain. She never could get drunk enough to get him off her mind until the night she put that bottle to her head and pulled the trigger and finally drank away his memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength she had to get up off her knees. We found her with her face down in the pillow, clinging to his picture for dear life. We laid her next to him beneath the willow, while the angel sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la.
Mm-hmm.
love.